Afterward. While Firestarter is just a novel, a made-up tale with which I hope you, listener, have passed a pleasant evening or two, most of the novel's components are based on actual happenings, either unpleasant or inexplicable or simply fascinating. Among the unpleasant ones is the undeniable fact that the U.S. government, or agencies thereof, has indeed administered potentially dangerous drugs to unwitting subjects on more than one occasion. Among those which are simply fascinating, if a little ominous, is the fact that both the United States and the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics have programs for isolating the so-called wild talents, a term for psionic abilities coined by the science fiction writer Jack Vance, and perhaps putting them to use. Government-funded experiments in this country have centered on influencing the Carillion aura and proving the existence of telekinesis. Soviet experiments have centered largely on psychic healing and communication by telepathy. Reports filtering out of the USSR suggest that the Soviets have achieved some moderate success with the latter, particularly by using identical twins as communicators. Two other so-called wild talents that both governments have spent money to investigate are the phenomenon of levitation and that of pyrokinesis. A good many real-life incidents of pyrokinesis have been reported. Charles Fort catalogued several in Lo and The Book of the Damned. These almost always revolve around an act of spontaneous combustion where almost unimaginable temperatures have been generated. I do not say such a talent or curse exists, and I do not indicate that you should believe it does. I am only suggesting that some of the cases are both eerie and thought-provoking, and I most certainly do not mean to impute that the train of events in this book is likely or even possible. If I mean to suggest anything, it is only that the world, although well-lighted with fluorescents and incandescent bulbs and neon, is still full of odd dark corners and unsettling nooks and crannies. I'd also like to thank Alan Williams, my hardcover editor at Viking, Elaine Koster, my softcover editor at NAL, Russell Dorr, PA of Bridgeton, Maine, who was kind enough to help me with the book's medical and pharmaceutical aspect, my wife, Tabitha, who offered her usual helpful criticisms and suggestions, and my daughter, Naomi, who brightens up everything and who helped me to understand, as much as any man can, I guess, what it is to be a young, intelligent girl approaching the age of 10. She's not Charlie, but she helped me to help Charlie be herself. Stephen King, Bangor, Maine. This is Dennis Boutsakaris. We hope that you've enjoyed this production of Firestarter by Stephen King. This program was executive produced by Patty Peruse and produced by Josh Stanton. Firestarter is a production of Penguin Audio, a member of Penguin Group USA Incorporated and Blackstone Audio Incorporated. Copyright 2010. All rights reserved. The book Firestarter is available wherever signet books are sold.